Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama taslima kathira. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum, inna zalzalatas sa'ati shay'un 'azim. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa. It is only the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His ihsan, and the du'as of so many mukhlisin, friends like yourselves, that I arrived here on Monday evening. Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, the truth is that a brother had met me in New York, and he said that I was suffering such depression, and this is the truth what I am telling you. And his words were that I was suffering such depression that, as you say, you cannot take it anymore. I had reached that stage. And he was not any ordinary working person. He tells me that he bought an apartment in one of the states. I'm not going to give the names. So now it shows that the person has so much, but he has reached a stage of depression where he cannot take it anymore. But he says, meeting you just for about half an hour and listening to your first program, my whole depression vanished. It increased my iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so much that I cannot tell you what change it has brought in my life in just this one meeting. And therefore I insist that you change your program, because you are committed up till Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, at least 3 days give me for San Francisco, Miami, Florida. I had almost committed myself, looking at his desperation, I had almost committed myself and said, inshallah, I will consider it, and 90% I had made up my mind. And he said, I will change the tickets for you, I will do anything, but you come with me. But then a flash came across my mind, and I just said, no, this time I am not coming, inshallah, next time, let me go today. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal ihsan that we arrived, otherwise we should be still stuck somewhere in America. But the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I have decided, I'm not going to any tafsir of that ayat, any real commentary of that ayat, because in that ayat Allah Ta'ala talks about the shake-up of the day of Qiyamah, in which, just to give you the gist and the crux and the meaning of it, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when that shake-up will take place, you will see the people, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Those women who were expecting babies, they will have miscarriages because of that shake-up. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Those women who were breastfeeding the babies, they will forget about those babies. Normally the women are so concerned that the baby is thirsty, so now I must feed the baby. But here they will forget about those babies. And those who were expecting, they will have miscarriages. And you will see the people in an intoxicated state, as if they are intoxicated. You will see the people moving to and fro and dashing here and there and running like mad, as if they are intoxicated. But Allah Ta'ala says they are not intoxicated. It is the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which is shadid. So we have witnessed this type of thing in many countries of the world, when an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes in a certain form, then you will find people scattering, running, they don't know where to hide. There's destruction in a large scale, and people are just excited and worried about their own lives, the lives of their children, the lives of their families. People do not even worry who is behind them or in front of them. They just want to run. It will be nafsi, nafsi. So these are reminders of the day of Qiyamah, whatever has happened. Of course, people keep asking what should be our reaction. Well, as far as reaction is concerned, we know that Islam condemns harm to innocent children, women, and people. In fact, so much so that in jihad, you are told that you should not cut down trees, you should not burn crops, you should not destroy animals, you should not kill women, you should not kill children. So much so that even the rabbis and the priests, Shariat says that you should not harm them if they are not actively involved in warfare. So that is the teaching of Islam and Sharia. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whenever He wants to give azab to any nation or any people, then it will be the people themselves who will be the cause of that azab. Allah ta'ala will put certain things into the minds of certain people, and then Allah ta'ala knows what their intentions were or not. But the thing is that the azab always comes through the hands of people. It's not that it comes through somewhere else. Most of the time it is the shake-up of the earth, or it is the gale force winds or the flood waters. But at other times it is the hands of the people that Allah ta'ala uses for giving azab to others. It has happened in history, because those people themselves have forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I'm not going to go into the details of that. So I said, indeed there is a mixed reaction, and that is natural, because those whom they call terrorists, those whom they call fundamentalists, those whom they call the devastation and destruction that was caused with the dropping of the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the thousands of lives that were lost, or hundreds of thousands, who does not know of that? In recent attacks on Iraq, 400,000 or 500,000 people, such bombs were thrown on them that it shocked us beyond belief that human beings could undertake such kind of actions. At that time, we all know what was happening to the Muslim Ummah. We were crying for the babies, for the children, for the women, for the men, innocent people. Such kinds of bombing that it did not even take in World War II. When Palestinians are bombed left, right and center, missiles are used, bombers are used, at that time human rights does not come anywhere in the picture. What really boiled my blood in Washington last Thursday, exactly about this time, was when a picture appeared in one of the newspapers of one of our Muslim mothers in Palestine, dressed in her cloak and in a scarf. Elderly woman, one young 9-year-old Israeli youth, he is kicking her. Another one is pulling her scarf, and another one is spitting on her face. At that time, I mentioned at Washington last Thursday at this very time, I said, if that had to be done to one of our Muslim mothers, one of our mothers, would we have just taken it relaxed? What is happening to the Muslim countries if somebody had to do that to one of the mothers of our kings and rulers of those Muslim countries? Would they have just taken it relaxed? And here the whole world was silent, as if it is a norm of the time to kick and boot and spit on the faces of these innocent elderly Muslim women who has just gone shopping into the bazaar. So I told them at Washington, and I told them at New York also, I said, take the greatness of America out of your hearts. Because whoever we meet, they say, America is a great nation. America is a great, has great culture. America has great lakes. America has great buildings. America has great parks. And America has the greatest military power and might in the world, and the greatest economy in the world. I said, the greatness of America has settled in your hearts so much that the greatness of Allah Ta'ala has left your hearts. I said, take out the greatness of America. There is no greatness in it. If Allah Ta'ala causes this Pentagon to shake, I mentioned that last week on Thursday, then all the military might of America cannot stop it. Because the ground on which the Pentagon stands belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And I mentioned in New York in my very first speech there, I think, or it was the second one, I said, if Allah Ta'ala causes the snow to descend, to come down full force, then no plane can take off. It's a proven fact. Go to America and listen to the stories. When snow falls, then what happens? So it is just because we are so weak, therefore we think that there is greatness in everything that we are seeing around. I said, there's nothing wrong. We need scientists, we need engineers, we need buildings, we need homes, we need factories, we need industries, we need technology, we need doctors, we need philosophers, and we need everybody. But what I am seeing, I can see the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming any time. Because looking at Manhattan, from one end of New York, of Manhattan to the other, I said the 50, 60 odd thousand, one person tells me, and I do not know how many others, other figures there may be, but it says more than 50,000 Muslims are just living in this one area, but you won't find a few in the Jamaat Khana or the Masjid that are there. And you cannot even recognize that the person is a Muslim. In fact, there are hafizes of the Quran Sharif and some alims who came from Bangladesh, Pakistan, India and other parts of the world 20 years ago, 30 years ago. When you meet them, you think that this person might be studying in some university or might be a lecturer in philosophy somewhere, but you cannot know that this person is an alim of deen. Clean shaven, suit, how are you going to recognize the person? So I said, these are the signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab is imminent. And I don't know what it was, but I mentioned in my talk on Thursday night or on Friday night, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Again, the gist and the meaning of that ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives you the example of a town or city or township or whatever you may call it. And Allah Ta'ala says, what was the condition? Aminatam mutmainna. Plenty of security, plenty of satisfaction. And the risk and the sustenance also, they didn't have to burn the midnight oil. They didn't have to work 24 hours of the day. They didn't have to make high all the time. It was provided for them from all sources, easily. No real effort. Allah Ta'ala was giving them so much of barakat in the sustenance. But then, as is common, when Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats come in abundance, then we forget the giver. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They made kufran of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They began to abuse. They forgot Allah Ta'ala. Then the namazas go, the rozas go, the hajj and zakat goes. Then the television comes, the videos, the movies, the porn films, the magazines, the cinemas, the theaters, because there's plenty of money to spend now. He has forgotten Allah Ta'ala, so he's going to spend it somewhere. So all that starts coming. Then Allah Ta'ala gives them two azab. One is the azab of fear, and the other is the azab of hunger. The azab of fear, I mentioned there at Washington, that in South Africa, we have already experienced that we are living in prisons. Our homes have become prisons. Our cars have become prisons. Our factories have become prisons. Our industries, we are prisoners. We are prisoners by the labor laws, by this law, by that law. We are nothing there but prisoners. And I say, some of our homes, if you have to see there, you will think that this is a prison itself, with so much of barbed wire and other security equipment, that we will say it is prison itself. So that azab we already got. And the hunger also, that one is the real and true hunger. We have seen it in the whole of Africa. We have seen it in many parts of the world. And the other hunger is the person has got so much, million, if he'll have, he'll look for two. If the person has 1 billion, he's looking for the second billion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَوْ كَانَ لَيْبْنِ عَدَمْ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ زَحَبْ لَبْتَغَى صَالِسَ. Even if he has two valleyfuls of gold, he will look for the third one. So he's in that hunger also. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So this is what I mentioned there, and I said, don't have that greatness of America in your hearts. There is no greatness in it. Greatness is in Allah Ta'ala. What is that great culture that you are talking about? Is that great culture that there is plenty of nakedness, nudity, and every city and every town and every street, there is nothing but invitation towards sins? And the whole of Manhattan, if you have to go through that to the city, what do you see there? The cinemas upon cinemas, theatres upon theatres, gambling dens upon gambling dens, competition upon competition for the greatest amount of nudity and nakedness, so that we can invite the greatest number of people to our cinemas and theatres. Is that culture? Where the children are kicking and booting their fathers and mothers, where the divorce rates among the Muslims is the highest in the world now, according to those ulama who are there. They said, before we perform a nikah, 2 days later, they want us to carry out the divorce. So many divorces. He says, it's unreal, it's shocking beyond belief. So now at such a time, if I'm going to tell them, read this wazifa, you'll get so much sawab. Read this tahajjud, ishraq and chash, you'll get so much sawab. And read this kitab, you'll get so much sawab. Is that what you're going to tell them? Then you have to shake them. You have to tell them that this is what you have to understand, that you are living in a country which is heading for a shake-up, which is heading for disaster. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might and power and qudrat, there is no limit to it. We were in the United Nations building, and when they were giving us an idea of what happens in the United Nations and at the Security Council chambers and all the other departments that are there, then I asked one simple question. I said that if you say that you have got such power and such force, and the United Nations is so strong and powerful, that if you pass a resolution here, if they do not implement it, then there is embargo, there is boycott, there is this and there is that, and you bring the country down to its knees, as you have done indeed in Iraq and other places, then why can't you carry out those same resolutions against Israel? Why can't you carry it out? And then what is the whole sense of this discussion day and night here when you've got vetoing powers given to five so-called big nations? What is the sense? All these countries are then just puppets. They are going to talk and talk and talk, and if there is some resolution that is taken which is going to go against their interests, then you pass a veto. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So there, brothers, believe me, there was one friend with me, you can ask him, he will verify it, that on Saturday night, which was the last program, the masjid was full, and there were little children, elderly people, ulama, 60, 80 year old people, and the crying of those people in that dua, I haven't heard myself in my entire life in any congregation up till now. Believe me, I can take qasam and tell you here. I think from the little baby to the eldest person that was there, when we were talking about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat and help, and Allah ta'ala must shake up the livers of the batil, the forces of the world. At that time, I could just picture Allah ta'ala's rahmat descending. And it was expected that something was going to happen. With Allah Ta'ala's fazl and Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, Allah Ta'ala brought us back safely. Of course, we do sympathize with those people who have been innocently caught up in this whole thing. But the pride and the arrogance of that so-called mighty nation has been broken. Whenever a person claimed to be the greatest, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala destroyed that person or humiliated that person. The Spanish Armada, they claimed it was the invincible Armada. So the invincible Armada was defeated. The Titanic, they said, was the unsinkable ship. The unsinkable ship sank in its very first journey. When Muhammad Ali claimed that I am the greatest, one uppercut on his jaw and that was the end of his greatness. So let us not fight with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might and power. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept that little effort that was made, because it was with his fazal and his ihsan. Sometimes we were traveling 7 hours, 8 hours, having program and traveling again, and in my heart condition, I was fearing any time is the last. And especially in that last program, one doctor tells me, he says, Maulana, you turned pale, your lips went blue, and I was about to stand up and say, well, that's enough. But I was in a different world and I couldn't stop. So what I am saying is this simple, is that I am nothing and we all are nothing. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is great. And if he uses us for the service of his deen, then we must consider it a great ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But don't let the greatness of all these buildings and everything come into our hearts. When we are standing at the World Trade Center, this is such a huge building. Look at, if you have to put your head up like that, your head will fall. If you have to. So tall the building is. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to make it collapse, and within seconds it happens, within seconds. And I mentioned there that don't think that, you know, you are comfortable. Plenty of dollars, plenty of everything. If Allah Ta'ala wants to send down a shake-up and an azab, then it happens within seconds. You don't even know what was going to happen. I also mentioned that same incident of Burma. The late Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi said that if I have to look at a pregnant woman and say that she's going to give birth any time, then I'm not claiming that I'm a prophet of Allah and I'm prophesying something. The signs are there. She's pregnant. She's going to give birth. If I have to look at the clouds and say it is going to rain, then it does not mean that I'm giving a prophecy and I'm a prophet of Allah Ta'ala. I'm seeing the clouds and saying that it should rain. So in the same way, I see your condition and I tell you that if you don't change, in 10 years' time, azab of Allah Ta'ala will come in this country because of the lavish spending on feasting, on haram things and all kinds of entertainment and pleasure which was forbidden and there was had forgotten Allah Ta'ala. And exactly 10 years later, one person I met in Madina Sharif, ex-Burma, he tells me, he says, I was a very rich and a wealthy person, huge business I had. We had lunch and we came back and the soldiers were outside our shops. There was a revolution. They said, we are now the owners of your business. If you want to work for us, you work for so many hundred rupees. And if you don't want to work, then take 200 rupees and get out of the country. So that those who were holding managerial positions and who were directors of multinational companies and those who were millionaires and billionaires, some of them had to actually burn those notes. They said, if we didn't do that, with all that uplang that we had, we would have been in prison. So he said, what must have crossed our hearts with all that hard work and effort that we made? And he says, at night quietly we put a match to those notes. That must have been the most expensive tea that they must have drunk. If they had to put water on and the kettle on. So let us not be proud of our wealth, of our businesses, of our homes. Take the pride out of our hearts. How it hurts me when young girls write or when young boys write that now that we are bringing about a certain change in our lives, when we want to read Quran Sharif, my father puts the television on full blast. When I want to make salat, my mother will switch on the television full blast. Music will go louder in my home. And the comments will be, that's about all you know. Namaz, namaz. Na'uzu billahi min zalim. This pride is very, very dangerous. It is playing with fire. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath will descend, then that person will know. So let us make plenty of istighfar and tawbah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from all the fitnas that are happening in all over the world. But the fitna of America is this. The greatness of America has come into their hearts. That is the fitna. If that greatness comes out and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala comes in, then everything will come right. Inshallah. So the symbols of wealth and the symbols of power, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed. Now all the kuffar and all the ummat, Kufar Millat, which is Wahida, will all get together to destroy the Muslims. That will happen. It has happened in the past. It is going to happen. That they all will unite. And that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will call everybody like how on the Dastar Khan, you say, come eat, eat, eat. So they all will get together. Let us devour the Muslim Ummah. But when the Muslims are so disunited, where do you expect rahmat of Allah? Every masjid there is ikhtilaf. In New York, in other parts, every masjid you go, they say there's two parties, three parties. Now in such a country, can you afford such kind of divisions and disunity? And then this is my masjid, this is your masjid, this is that color people's masjid, this is those people's masjid. Inna lillahi wa inna
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा.
O Allah, you know how sinful a person I am. This is a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a great one from amongst the Ahlullah, who is calling himself the most sinful one, the most ganda. Then what should we think of ourselves?
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा.
ओ अल्लाह, वट एवर लाइफ इज गॉन इज गॉन, बट द लाइफ दैट रिमेन्स, ओ अल्लाह, लेट दैट लाइफ बी स्पेंट इन सच ए मैनर that I am obedient to you and your love is filled in my heart and the love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now if I live, it must be in your love, and when I die, it must be in your love.
Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun mein usi mein ho intiqal mera. हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह. जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह. करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो. करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो. तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो. बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो. बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो. रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो. हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Koi mujhe se pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhe se pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko paala kisne, سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
That much I think is enough for tonight. Even one time if we take the name of Allah Ta'ala with ikhlas, then the greatness that that name has, all the greatness of the world fades in front of it. But in this extremely cold weather for you to make this sacrifice and come in such large numbers, it is indeed an indication of your muhabbat and love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala also bless us with His ta'at, and may Allah Ta'ala bless us with amal on the ilm that we have. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اے اللہ تیرا فضل ہے تیرا شکر ہے تیرا احسان ہے کہ تُو نے ہمیں ایمان کی دولت سے مالا مال کیا Oh Allah, we are grateful to you for having blessed us with ایمان Oh Allah, we are grateful to you for having blessed us with Islam Oh Allah, if you had not blessed us with these great ni'mats it was not possible for us to have become Muslims and believers Ey Allah, our intelligence was not sufficient. Oh Allah, great so-called great countries of the world, they have so many intelligent people in science and technology, Oh Allah. They come up with such inventions which baffle our imagination. But Oh Allah, they have failed to recognize you. Ey Allah, therefore Iman and Islam is a great ni'mat of yours. اے اللہ اس کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ اس کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں ہم خطاکار ہیں اے اللہ ہم گندے ہیں لیکن میرے اللہ ہم سب تیرے بندے ہیں اے اللہ whatever we may be we are your slaves we are your servants اے اللہ اگر تُو نے نگاہِ رحمت ہم سے پھیر لی تو تُو بتا کہ پھر ہم گندے جائے کہاں Oh my beloved Allah we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed Ya Allah you could have seized us there and then how kind, how merciful you are that you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins Ya Allah we used your ni'mats We had the food provided by you, the clothes given by you. Oh Allah, the heavens and the earth, everything is created by you. The sun, the moon and the stars and the waters of the ocean, Oh Allah. Everything you have placed at our service. Oh Allah, we breathe in the air that is provided by you. Ya Allah, when the strength and energy comes into our bodies, we use it for your disobedience. Oh Allah, teri hi hum nafarmani karte hain. Mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, it is your shan of Karibi and Rahimi that you are forgiving. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you are forgiving Allah. You are a merciful Allah. You are loving Allah. You are caring Allah. You are compassionate Allah. You are kind Allah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, you do not like to punish. Ya Allah, you dearly love to forgive. And we have heard this from your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua that he taught Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu'an. Ey mere pyare Khuda, tu rahim hai aur maafi ko pasand karta hai. Ey Allah, tera wo amal kar de jo tu pasand karta hai. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you our mountains of sins, our oceans of sins. But oh my beloved Allah, your ocean of rahmat is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of rahmat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, the filth of the cities and towns go into the oceans. And just one wave, oh my beloved Allah, makes all that filth into park. Ey Allah, when we make wuzu with the waters of the ocean, then our wuzu is valid. We make ghusl with the waters of the ocean, our ghusl is valid. And yet so much of filth has gone into that ocean. Ey mere pyare Khuda, jab samandar ko tune ye quwwat di, ke itni napaaki aur gandagi hone ke bawajood wo paak rehta hai. To mere Allah, agar tu hamare gunahon ko paak kar de, hum logon ko gunahon se paak kar de, to tujhe kaun puchne wala hai? Ya Allah, there is nobody to question you. There is nobody to ask you that why did you forgive those sinners who had gathered in Masjid-e-Noor and raised their hands? Allah, who is going to question you? But if you forgive us, then we will be successful. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy. Ya Allah, you will be happy. And if you have to punish us, the only one will be happy will be Shaitan. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ab aaj toba karte hain. Sachche dil se toba karte hain. We do not want to return to those sins again. Oh Allah, give us himmat and courage like lions against our nafs and Shaitan. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ab to hame maaf kar de. How long are we going to walk on this earth of yours like munafiqeen? Ey Allah, how long are we going to remain disobedient? How long are we going to test your might and power? How long are we going to challenge you, my beloved Allah? Ey mere pyare Khuda, tujhe kaun challenge kar sakta hai? Ey Allah, machar ke par ke barabar bhi hamari haqeeqat nahi hai. Ey mere Allah, how can we challenge your might and power? Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ey mere pyare Khuda, our homes will only be comfortable if we are obedient to you. Ya Allah, our businesses will give us barakat if we are obedient to you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, you have promised in the Quran Sharif that those who will turn away from your remembrance, you will make their lives miserable. Ey mere pyare Khuda, if you are going to make it miserable, who can make it a happy one? Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Mere pyare Khuda, teri nazre rahmat humse mat pher. Allah, hum jaise bhi hain, lekin tere hain. Tujhe chhodkar jaye kahan? Oh Allah, who can we turn towards? Which other home is there for us where we can go and beg? Which other door is there for us which we can tap? Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Therefore we are turning towards you. Tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere pyare Khuda, aaj raat faisla kar le hamare bare mein. Make a decision for us, oh my beloved Allah, tonight, that you are going to make us your obedient servants. You are going to save us from nafs and shaitan's tricks and ploys. That you are going to take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. And that you are going to make us yours. Oh Allah, if you decide to make us yours with your power of jazb, there is nobody that can prevent it. Ey Allah, we are just bluffing ourselves. We are just deceiving ourselves. Oh Allah, we are just fooling of ourselves. If we think that we can go on sinning, and it is not going to bring disaster in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the qabr. Do not test us in the akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us all long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick. We are physically ill. Ey Allah, we are physically ill. Ey mere Allah, hum bimar hain. Hame shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, sometimes sickness can be a rahmat. But we are so weak, O my beloved Allah, that we cannot take even the rahmat of sickness. Therefore, change the rahmat to that, O my Allah, to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, sometimes poverty can be a blessing. But, O Allah, we cannot take poverty. Therefore, change our poverty rahmat into the rahmat of good wealth. Ya Allah, give us health. Give us afiyat, give us salamati. Allah, ruhani jismani bimariyo se shifa ata farma. Clean and purify our hearts of greed, our hearts of malice, of envy and jealousy. Allah, due to envy and jealousy, people are resorting to seher and jadu. They are resorting to all kinds of haram. Allah, remove the jealousy and envy from our hearts. Why should we be envious and jealous of what you have given to others? Oh Allah, it is all out of your ihsan that you give. And oh Allah, for some people it is just a test for them. Ya Allah, give us from your treasures which are unlimited. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, bless us with wealth. Bless us with good health. Ya Allah, those who had financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties with plenty of halal risk and sustenance. Hai mere Allah.
جن چیزوں پر تُو نے لعنت فرمائی وہی آج ہمارے گھروں کے اندر گھسی ہوئی ہے. Those things which are cursed, oh my Allah, it has entered our homes. And oh my beloved Allah, it causes us no grief and no concern. It doesn't even bring a frown on our forehead when we are seeing haram being committed on the television screens. In fact, oh my beloved Allah, it brings joy and happiness to us when we are watching all the filth on that filthy screen. ہائے میرے اللہ, جس گھر کے اندر ایمان والوں کے دلوں میں خوشی کی لہر دوڑتی ہو, those homes in which waves of happiness go across the minds on singing and dancing and all the filth and all the porn, ہائے میرے اللہ, جس گھر میں اور جس دل کے اندر یہ لہر دوڑتی ہو, وہاں پر رحمت کیسے آ سکتی ہے. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to see us destroyed completely. Hai mere Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Ab to mere Allah apna hame bana le aur tu hamara ban ja. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. And if you are ours, then the whole kingdom is ours. The universe is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین میری. اے میرے اللہ, تو ہمارا بن جا. Oh Allah, if you are ours, our children will be ours. Our homes will be ours. Our businesses will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Mere Allah, give us the tawfiq of making namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Allah, save us and protect us from adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, protect us from gambling. Ya Allah, protect us and save us from all kinds of fitnas. Ya Allah, fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas from the right and left, fitnas pouring from above. میرے اللہ, ہم جائے کہاں, تجھے چھوڑ کے جائے کہاں, تو ہمیں بچا لے میرے اللہ. اللہ, باطل کی جڑوں کو تو کھوکھلا کر دے. یا اللہ, shake up the foundations of باطل. یا اللہ, cause the foundations of باطل to collapse over their heads. اے میرے پیارے خدا, باطل کی سکیموں کو تو فیل کر دے. یا اللہ, no matter how much of plotting and planning our enemies may do, یا اللہ, no matter how much of plotting and planning the enemies of Islam may do against the Muslims, but oh Allah, you are the best of all planners. Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Protect the Masjid-e-Aqsa, O my beloved Allah. Masjid-e-Aqsa ko zalim Yahudi ke haatho se chhuda le, mere Allah. Unke qabzok se nikal de, mere Allah. Ya Allah, hamari aurato ki behurmati kar rahe hai. Ya Allah, they can kick our old women and sisters. Oh Allah, they can drag them away with their scarves. They can spit on their faces. And Allah, the Muslim Ummah watches. ہائے میرے اللہ, ہمارے ایمان کا کیا حال ہے. میرے اللہ, کم سے کم ہم ان کے لیے دعا کرنے والے بن جائے. اے اللہ, ان کی تو حفاظت فرما. کشمیر میں حفاظت فرما, بوسنیا میں حفاظت فرما, افریقہ میں حفاظت فرما. Cause the winds of hidayah to blow throughout America. Cause the winds of hidayah to blow through the other continents. اے اللہ, just as they are exporting all the filth from those countries today, make them the exporters of iman and yaqeen, oh my Allah. It is not difficult for you to change the conditions. Ya Allah, those who were kuffar, those who were mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara, but when you gave them hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, aaj bhi tu badal sakta hai. Ya Allah, hume sehat de, hume afiyat de, hume salamati de, hume izzat de, hume rahat de, hume tawakkul de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de, tera qurb de, teri muhabbat de, huzur e paak sasam ki muhabbat de, nabi e paak sasam ki itaat de. Ae mere Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le, aur tu hamara ban ja. Is duniya ko chhod kar jana hai. We do not know when our death will come. Oh my Allah, we could have been in those flights that smashed against those towers. Hai mere Allah, we could have been in that very same flight that smashed against those towers. Hame kuch bhi pata nahi. Allah, just a few hours before that you safely put us onto the plane and brought us home. Hai mere Allah, tera kitna ehsaan, tera kitna shukar, tera kitna fazal. Mere Allah, we cannot thank you enough. Ya Allah, jo zindagi guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. Whatever life is left, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Oh my Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in some hotel with a prostitute. Don't let the angel of death, oh my Allah, find us with some prostitute and bring embarrassment and shame upon the Muslim Ummah. Hai mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy porn movie or with some filthy magazine in our hands. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let us be popping drugs in our mouths. Don't let us be in some casino, oh my Allah, or some cinema or theater. So many places these things are coming down to the ground. Ay Allah, kaha kaha musliman ki aaj maut waqi ho rahi hai. Oh my Allah, that Muslim who is to die by the Kaaba Sharif, that Muslim who is to die by the Rosa Mubarak, that Muslim who is to die in Makkah and Madina Sharif, reading Quran Sharif or making tilawat or making zikr or reading salat and salam, that Muslim who is to die in the khidmat of his parents, that Muslim who is to die in the masjid, that Muslim who is to die in zikrullah and in ibadat, or that Muslim who is to die with the kalima. Ay Allah, aaj koi musalman cinema mein mar raha hai, aaj koi musalman prostitute quarters mein mar raha hai, aaj koi musalman drugs ke andar mar raha hai, aaj koi musalman sharab ki bottle haath mein lekar mar raha hai. Mere Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, let our death come at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Lekin mere Khuda, if our muqaddar is not maut in Madina Tayyiba, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our ruh comes dancing towards you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Har kaam karne walo ko ikhlas de. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gasht aur istimaat ko qubool farma. Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Mashayikh ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Unke waaz aur nasihaton ko qubool farma. Ae mere pyare khuda, darul uloom, masajid, makatib, tasneef wa talif, har line ki khidmat ko qubool farma. Even those who are rendering, oh Allah, social and welfare assistance, ya Allah, accept their khidmat and service. Sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala maal farma. Ae mere pyare khuda, musalmanon ko ek bana de. Oh my Allah, ikhtilafat in our masjid. Ya Allah, divisions in our madrasas, divisions in our khanqas, divisions and disunity in jamaats, division and disunity in the Muslim ummah, division and disunity husbands and wives, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, family members, the whole ummah disunited. Ha, mere Allah, when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummah for whom you teared so much, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummah today is in all the haram places of, that ummah today is divided and disunited, there is no voice left and no power left in that ummah. Ha, mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par kitni takleef guzarti hogi. When he is informed that in your Rosa Mubarak, in your beloved city of Madina Tayyiba, just a few meters away from your beloved Rosa Mubarak, filthy pictures can be seen on the television screen and music can be heard in abundance.
Mere Allah, kya guzarti hogi? When he is informed that in your Madina Tayyiba, thousands of people are shaving your sunnat and tearing your heart. Hey, mere Allah, kya takleef hoti hogi? Mere Allah, ab to maaf farma de. Tu raheem hai, kareem hai, maaf farma de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sabiyul halim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله